Hello, and welcome back to Zen with Jen. I'm your spiritual coach, Jenna, and I want to start by wishing you a happy International Women's Day. Where are all my ladies at? Today is our day. Really, though, in this day and age, actually, every day is our day. I am so proud to be a woman living in this modern world today because the things that we have accomplished, the way we are working together, encouraging each other, supporting each other, we're going to take over the world. It's safe to say we're going to take over the world. But with that being said, it's important that we don't lose touch with our feminine energy. The things that we've accomplished today, ironically, are all because of our masculine energy. Our masculine energy is within us all, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman. We all have a divine feminine and masculine energy. And this masculine energy, it's where our drive and our ambition comes from, our need to control and be on top, basically. So we are living in this masculine energy that's definitely more success driven, whereas our feminine energy is our softer side. It's when we're open and vulnerable. It's where our intuition lies, imagination, creativity. It's when we are in the flow state and life just has an effortless ease about it. That's where we want to live more, right, ladies? Like, oh, that is where the magic lies. So the purpose of today's meditation is to tap into your divine feminine and reconnect with that energy in your heart and unleash that goddess within. So when you're ready, begin in a position that's comfortable for you. Maybe it's sitting upright with an open heart or laying on your back. Feeling the earth support you. Do whatever feels right for you in this moment. Relax your face, unclench your jaw, and begin to settle into your breath. The divine feminine is soft. So allow your body to let go of any tension with every inhale and every exhale. Fill yourself up with the delicate energy surrounding you. And breathe out any resistance within you. Now, shift your attention to your sacral chakra. As women, this part of our body is known as the womb, and it's where our feminine energy lives. Feel it, embrace it, and connect with it. Use your breath to ground you into this chakra. Taking a big, deep inhale from the bottom of your belly. And exhale, releasing any blocks that are holding you back. The feminine energy is intuitive, so it's important to clear the path in order to receive guidance. Take some time on your own to breathe through any blocks you might be feeling. This sensual energy is also expressed through emotion. So try placing your hands over your womb and really tune in to how you're feeling. Are you experiencing a sense of ease, openness, and love? or you close it off, stressed and anxious. However you may be feeling in this moment, take the time to honor and breathe through your emotions. Fill yourself up with a delicate energy surrounding you. An open mouth exhale, releasing any hurt in your heart. Again, breathe in, feeding your sacral chakra with love and light. Then breathe out, allowing the feeling of compassion to consume you. Now that your chakra is clear and radiating with love, it's time to surrender to the feminine flow. Breathe in deep from the bottom of your belly all the way through to the crown of your head. Then breathe it out, trusting your intuition to guide the way. One more time. Big, deep inhale, feeling your body grow soft. An open mouth exhale, believing in the divine force of your feminine spirit. Then, when you're ready, gently begin to blink your eyes open. Place your hands over your heart or womanly womb and feel the sensations vibrate through your body. I want to encourage you to allow yourself to go with the flow of life today. Trust in your intuition and honor your emotions. I also want to encourage you to continue bringing this sacred energy to life through igniting your imagination, getting creative, moving your body through dance, yoga, and really prioritizing play. The divine feminine is a beautiful spirit living within us all, so it's important that you take the time to connect with it. And anytime you find yourself trying to control certain situations or focused on future outcomes, feel free to come back to this meditation and remind yourself of the goddess within. Thank you for allowing me to guide you through today's meditation. And if you aren't already, please subscribe to this podcast so we can continue our spiritual journey together. Until next week, stay Zen, my friend.